Well, Michigan lawmakers have finally passed that long-overdue $81 billion state budget after weeks of gridlock and missed deadlines. The plan pumps an extra $1.1 billion each year into repairing the roads and bridges and funded in part by a new 24% wholesale tax on marijuana. Now, someone who's been up all night keeping us up to date on what's going on up in Lansing is Beth LeBlanc, reporter for the Detroit News, and Beth joins us now. Beth, how are you feeling this morning?
I need to catch up on some sleep, I'm going to be honest.
I can believe that. This 24% wholesale marijuana tax, kind of became a flashpoint for a minute. Matt Hall said, listen, if this is not included, we're going to, be shut down. Talk about how that went down last night.
Yeah, it was definitely definitely a challenge to wrangle the votes that they needed in the Senate. There were some senators very uncomfortable with that measure. And you kind of had two camps of folks who were opposed to it. One who felt that the marijuana industry would suffer and in fact, maybe was on the verge of collapse if this would be imposed on them. And another group of largely Republicans who have taken no tax pledges. So they have pledged not to raise taxes and they try to stick by that pledge. And this put them in a kind of awkward situation in terms of what they were being asked for. And truth be told, most of the night, most of the delay from yesterday at 10 a.m. to this morning at 4:20 a.m., most of that delay was due to the holdup in the Senate. And the House needed to act on bills that the Senate couldn't vote on until that marijuana tax was passed. So it has passed, much to the chagrin of many advocates for the marijuana industry, business owners, who say this is going to be a real struggle for them to operate under.
Now, how much will that generate, that 24% tax?
Oddly enough, it will generate about $420 million a year.
Interesting.
Okay. Wow.
So that's the state's top fiscal experts have calculated that that's what it's going to raise.
Oh, okay.
Totally a coincidence.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
A coincidence.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we got some reaction here from the Detroit Regional Chamber, and they're basically saying while roads is a critical investment, the state budget puts a higher burden on businesses over other road users and threatens employers' ability to do what they do best, create jobs. And they cite a couple things, some of these tax rates, but also the incentives going away. Can you explain what incentives have gone away?
Yeah, so One of the big departments to take a hit last night, which there were cuts across a lot of departments, but one of the biggest ones was the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, which obviously has been, a focus of a lot of controversy recently, and there were a lot of cuts to the department. There were the state's flagship incentive program, the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund, where you've seen just big dollar incentives given to Ford and GM and others, that will not get any more funding now. So it has been cut off, and what funding they have left, but it won't be continued to be funded into the future, which is a big statement. I mean, that program is only 4 years old. So that was shut off. Other programs within MEDC, were their funding was cut significantly. There are a lot of lawmakers who are uncomfortable with the MEDC of late and have questioned whether it is really making a difference there. There are also, when I talked to the House Speaker about why there were such deep cuts there, he said, look, we had to find money somewhere, and the best place to find it, if you're not going to cut employees, are in these grant programs, and the largest grant programs, largest incentives are found in the MEDC. And he says that's why they focused on it.
Jamie mentioned it a little bit earlier. This is really a bipartisan plan here. This budget was worked on. And I even remember going back to what Governor Gretchen Whitmer said during her State of the State address, Democrats, we can't just raise taxes. Republicans, we cannot just cut. And so that seems to be a little bit of the basis for this budget.
Yeah, I mean, the road plan in particular, the House Speaker said he insisted on a one-to-one ratio, that for every dollar they raised through revenue increases, like through tax increases, that there also had to be a corresponding dollar cut from the state budget. So that was something he insisted on. It was very at the end of the day, you know, they got bipartisan votes on it. It was not a pretty process, I will say that. You know, the divided government in Michigan was in full display throughout the past several months. They were supposed to pass the budget July 1st. They missed that. Then their constitutional deadline on October 1st, they weren't able to hit that and instead had to basically pass a week's worth of funding to give them some extra time to pass this budget. And now the governor has a few days with her legal team to review it, to see if there, you know, if there's anything she needs to veto in there or clarify or what have you. So it's down to the wire again. So it's going to be interesting moving forward.
Beth, when it comes to public safety, was there anything in the budget for these programs like we have here in Detroit, those community violence initiatives? I know there was talk about putting money in for that. Did that stay in or was that out?
You know, I did not see it, but that doesn't mean it isn't there.
Okay.
I was looking at the budget pretty late at night, but I do know they did put funding for a public safety initiative that they've been working on for a while, where the state budget actually helped to fund some local police departments, mm-hmm. which is pretty unusual because usually they only fund the state police. So they've put close to $100 million into that public safety initiative. And then they also gave state police a pretty large pay increase for moving forward. So there are some ticket items. I can't remember, to tell you the truth,
yeah.
if the community violence intervention program was in there.
Listen, you need some sleep.
Hard work covering these lawmakers. We have like 30 seconds, but Selfridge was a priority also.
Yeah. So Selfridge got a $26 million infusion, and that's to prepare it for this new fighter jet mission that it was chosen for. You know, the Trump administration announced earlier this year that it would be getting a big fighter jet mission. So they do have $26 million set aside for that to prepare it so that, you know, those dollars don't go to waste at the end of the day.
Beth LeBlanc, reporter for the Detroit News. Go get some sleep. Get some sleep.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here and being up to talk to us this morning.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you for having me.
All right. And coming up, more talk of the Tigers. And also, we're going to be talking about drive to the game. That's today, too. And Chris is going to be in Grand Blanc. We'll talk more about that coming up after this.